This is VOA News via remote. I'm Liz Pelka. U.S. Democrats say the House of Representatives will consider impeachment of President Donald Trump on Wednesday. Wednesday will be exactly 1 week after an angry mob of Trump supporters invaded the U.S. Capitol in Washington, D.C., using violence and attacks on police officers to break into the historic building. The attack came after President Trump spoke to his supporters at a rally blocks away, fueling the conspiracy that the presidential election was stolen from him. House Majority Leader Steny Hoyer told Democrats on a call Monday that members should plan to return to Washington Tuesday evening. They will first consider a House resolution calling on Vice President Mike Pence to invoke constitutional authority to remove President Trump from office. House Democrats have moved quickly to draft in an article of impeachment charging President Trump with incitement of insurrection. As many as 15,000 National Guard members will assist security efforts for President-elect Joe Biden's inauguration set for January 20th. The National Guard chief made the announcement Monday after multiple calls for increased security. By contrast, only about 8,000 National Guard members were present during President Trump's inauguration in 2016. The announcement comes amid warnings of possible violence in the days leading up to the inauguration. U.S. Acting Homeland Security Secretary Chad Wolf told his staff he will step down. He's the latest senior Trump administration official to resign following last week's attack on the Capitol. President Trump withdrew Wolf's nomination to be permanent Homeland Security Secretary last week, and Wolf said he would step down immediately. This is VOA News.